Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Hope everybody's having a good day. Hope everybody's having a good week so far and had a good past weekend. Good to be back. It's Tuesday, July the 24th. The year's just flying by, seems like. It just seemed like we just dropped the ball for the new year. Now we're almost into August. Brian, good to see you. Yeah, just going to, you know, we're going through today and we're talking about cancers. And, you know, there's enough said about cancer that, you know, most of us can't, you know, we have family members or friends who suffered from it, overcome it, survived it. But we also have our own cancer. And this is more based on our mindset, more based on the people we have around us, the toxicity of certain people, the habits that we put inside of us, or that things that have become habits carry around. These are the cancers that are keeping us from living. So when we talk about cancer, yes, my mother passed away from cancer. So many people, friends and family that we know have passed away from cancer. And that cancer has come from several different things. The cancer is in the body. The cancer attacks certain parts of the body. And depending on those areas of the body, cancer will spread, will get worse. And at some point in time, we have to get treatment for it. And it may be chemotherapy, it may be radiation, it may be something that we try to do naturally. But cancer is a big deal. And when we look at cancer from the aspect of a health standpoint, there's so much that goes into it. There's so much that has to be done. There's so many people that are sick and debilitated, never really get well. There are people who challenge it, attack it, overcome it, better for it. One of my very good friends, you know, had that happen, and, you know, cancer doesn't even seem to survive. You wouldn't even know that they had cancer because just part of their mindset, part of getting it out of their body, and also part of doing the things that it takes to stay healthy. But one of the things that we don't always look at is the cancer that we have in our own body. And we don't take that same sense of urgency when it comes to dealing with that cancer. And it's really hard because that's more mental. It's not always something you can see. It's not always something that when you tell somebody, there's a whole cheering squad behind you, or there's a whole group of people that are saying, oh, man, I want you to get better. I hope you get better. But the cancers that live inside of us, we only see them. We only know they're there. And we know they're there based on how we feel, based on the people around you. A lot of us, we have relationships, and we have people that are in our life that are cancerous. We have habits and things that we do in our life that are cancers. And these cancers live inside of us, and they eat away at us. And it's the relationships that we have with those type of people. It could be a parent. It could be a child. It could be a sibling, a wife, a girlfriend, a husband. It could be anybody. And a lot of times when we are on this path of living our dreams and trying to carve out life, there's so many people looking at us, telling us how we shouldn't do that, how we can't do that, how life and our environment don't lend to that. And we tend to believe those stories. And the further you get away from what it is you're passionate about and what it is you believe in, especially if you believe it, but you can't get other people to believe it or other people are not supporting you, that creates in your body, because then it becomes a fight. And I'm not talking about cancer as in the disease. I'm talking about cancer as in the stress, cancer as in the self-doubt, that type of cancer. And you have people in your life who don't want to see you do well. We call them haters. And granted, we need them, but we need them a certain way. We need them as we need to use them as a springboard or a stepping stone, a motivation, not something that engulfs us and becomes a cancer within us. And so it's hard. It's extremely hard because these people we care about, these people we love, these are people that, you know, have affected us in some way, shape, or form. And it could be even people that we have decided to give and give and give and help and help and help. And then that one time or those few times that you turn to that person for that same amount of help or just a hand, they're nowhere to be found. And that causes resentment. Or they do things to you and make you feel like it was your fault that it was done. And we hold on to these people because, one, we don't want to hurt their feelings. Two, we most likely, we deeply love them. They're not giving us the same life back as we're giving them. And so that's a cancer that develops within the body. And when that cancer develops, you look at that person differently, but a lot of times you look at yourself differently because you try to figure out what it is that you've done wrong. What is it that I've not been upfront about? What is it that I've not been able to do to get across to this person? And a lot of times, too, it's our own insecurities and our own self-doubt. And so that cancer is self-inflicted. And we don't treat it with the same sense of urgency that we treat a lung cancer or a and when you hear about people who have cancer, it's like, oh, man, we got to do something. Like, do we do radiation? Do we do chemo? You start researching. You start going to doctors. You start getting help because you want to get it out of your body as fast as you can. But this other cancer that has taken over our bodies tends to stay around for a really long time, and it's slow in its growth. And the further and more that cancer progresses, the worse and worse we feel about ourselves. When you look at a lot of people who have gained weight, you know, they tell you that it was stress and they eat comfort food. And although we know that a lot of that has to do with nutrition and you getting the proper vitamins, minerals, and nutrients in your body, stress is the real thing. And stress can cause you to eat a certain way. Stress can cause you to not want to exercise. Depression can cause you to eat a certain way or not want to be part of society, become an introvert. Anxiety can cause you to not be able to rest. And that's what a lot of times we either put ourselves through or we allow other people to put us through that. And when you go through that, you can never really be yourself. You can never really do what it is you feel like you need to do for you. And that's stressful. Also, if you're not yourself, then that means you morph into a representation of yourself. And so therefore, new people you meet or different people that you are around, that's what you attract. And so you try to get out of this situation by being in a different environment, but you're still carrying that same vibe inside. You're still carrying that same feeling of incompleteness inside. And then so you attract who you are. And so you start attracting people like that, people who want to feel like they can take advantage of you, people who feel like, I can join them in this pity party. Because a lot of people enjoy those types of things, even though we say we don't. But if you look at it, people do a whole lot more complaining than they do about being positive. having a positive mindset, doing things that are positive. It's much easier to complain, and it's much easier to find people to complain to. And that old quote about it's no use complaining because nobody's listening is a lie, because there are people who are listening, and there's a whole lot more listening ears to that, because people are trying to figure out either a way to take advantage of you or trying to figure out a way to maybe even help you in certain instances. But when you complain, it's a whole lot of people that's willing to complain with you. And the friends that truly love you and truly care for you, they're going to know something's not right, and they're going to want to try to help you. They're going to want to try to chime in and say, hey, what's going on? And so trying to keep a positive mindset with all these cancerous things going on in your body and these toxic relationships and cancerous people that we have around us is extremely hard. A lot of times, too, TV, you know, when you watch TV and you watch a lot of these shows that have a certain level of negativity to them, or sometimes they call it ratchetness or whatever you want. But, you know, those things don't help either, because it's just something extra. Watching the news. I mean, you watch the news for the weather to see what it's going to be like for the day, but pretty much you can look outside. But to watch the news and everybody, you know, you following this Trump situation, or you following this situation, or this happened and that happened, and it's stressful. And it really gets you off your rocker. And when I look up and realize that, you know, it could be weeks have gone by, or a week or so have gone by, and I've not seen maybe about 5 minutes of TV, and I should catch the news. Because we really do have a lot going on. You know, most of us, we have a lot going on day to day. But we make a point to sit down and entertain ourselves, and a lot of times that entertainment can be funny, but that negative vibe, that negativity gets inside of you. And that becomes a cancer. Your subconscious doesn't know the difference. Your subconscious doesn't know right from wrong. Your subconscious doesn't know that you can't do a certain thing. That's our conscious mind. That's our self-esteem. That's our the way we view ourselves, our mindset. Our subconscious doesn't know those things. So if you say, I'm a failure, I can't do this, I can't do that, your mind will say you're exactly right, and it will set itself up so that those things can continue to happen. Everything that you say as far as who you look at yourself and how you look at yourself is saying, you know what, you're exactly right. And so if you say, I'm a winner, I'm going to get better, it's going to get better, life is going to get better, I feel good, I'm great, those particular things resonate, it'll say you are. You're exactly right. You are. And so whatever you say about yourself, you're exactly right, and your body will follow suit in a certain way. And that's like if you look at people who are sick a lot and they have a sick mindset, meaning they'll say, man, I just can't never seem to get well. Or I'm sick again. You know, or under the circumstances, I'm doing all right. You know, it's always something that's got that tail end of downwardness. It's not positive. Part of the reason why, from a mental aspect, they won't get well, because their body's like, okay, you're exactly right. So here comes another episode of this particular illness, or here comes another cold, or here comes another fever, or here comes another thing. Because you tell your body exactly what you want it to do. But if you say, you know what, man, when you talk to a healthy person, and you say, how you doing? I mean, I got this cold, but it ain't going to be around long. It won't last for about another day or two. Or, man, I'm doing all right today, or not doing so good today, but it's going to be all right. You know, those type of things, you know, I'm doing good, I'm getting better. You know, that type of mindset, that positive push, that little bit means something. That little bit gives you a springboard to say, you know what? It's not all bad, because like myself, I find I take life and things way too serious. And it's all predicated on the fact that if you're doing something you want to do and you're trying to live your dream, you're trying to push your passion ahead, you're trying to build business, you're trying to do the things that you know need to be done so that you can get to a particular level, you don't have a lot of time for BS. But at the same time, like myself, I take things too serious and I'm way too hard on myself. And people, my dad has told me that, and, you know, people tell me that a lot of times, like, man, you can't take things life so serious. You can't, you know, you got to be a little bit easier on yourself. And that's something that I've been consciously working on. And, you know, especially to have my son see me a lot of times just where I feel like I'm just down, or I look like I'm just down. And it's not that, it's just my mind is just racing, trying to figure out the next thing, the next push, the next gig, whatever it might be to get to the next level. And I have to physically work on that. It's something that I have to keep in the forefront of my mind all the time. Like, laugh, joke, don't take things too serious. I remember growing up and just like in college and high school and just playing like all the time and just like laughing and joking. And I look back on that and I'm like, life wasn't that bad. You wasn't not doing what you were supposed to do. You know, you went to college, you got good grades, you played football, you hung out with your friends, you know, you had your homeboy, you hung out, but you had fun. You did what you wanted to do and you did it the right way, but you still had fun. And that's one of the things that I have taken away from just life itself is really just the fun part and enjoying and just laying back and not in the sense of being unproductive, but in the sense of my mindset. And that's one of the hardest things for me to really try to wrap my mind around is how to get back doing that. And so one of the things that, you know, I've challenged myself to do is to just go places from, you know, to longevity, or go places through business that allow me to just network, just to meet people, just to get out and do things in a way that is fun, in a way that it's no pressure. You know, there's nothing there besides just going and doing it. And don't have an expectation. Don't be connected to the outcome. But it's, for me, that's hard to do because I'm a results-oriented person. So you feel like if you do something, there should be a result from it. But this is life. And some stuff you do in life don't have no result. It's just part of life. You show a random act of kindness to a person, there's a result for them, but that result is all it was supposed to be. And so there is no mathematical equation to this life that when you get to certain points, you try to figure it out. When you feel like you're in low points in your life, like I feel, you know, you just continue to try to push through and look up and see what's going on. And then everybody else looking at you and like, man, you know, you got so much stuff going on. But again, it's all in how you view yourself and it's all in what you tell yourself. And so that's why there's, you know, a couple people that I know that are millionaires that are completely miserable. It's not the money. It's the story that they tell themselves every day. And they're lonely people. And that's one thing that when I look at life, you don't want to ever be. You don't want to ever be in life thinking that you're the only person there and you're the only person going through what you're going through. Because that's depression. That's anxiety. That's the stuff that's hard. And if you don't ever get outside of that, you always going to carry that cancer. And that's why I say a lot of the stuff that we do in our mind is causes a lot of the issues we have. You look at a particular person a certain way and you feel like they're doing something, or you feel like they're treating you a certain way. And particularly so, they may be. But if it's something that's uncomfortable with you, then do something about it. But if you look at yourself and you say, how are they portraying me? Are they portraying me like I see myself, or are they seeing me from a different level? And that's one of the things that when we have these people around us who we feel like are good people or people who mean us well, then you look at whether or not they have a motive or whether or not there's something that, you know, they're trying to take advantage of. You don't know that. But what you can do is look at what value they bring to your life. Look what value you bring to their life. And if relationships aren't valuable, then it's always one-sided, then unless you're okay with that, then it's probably not a healthy relationship. And when I talk about that, I talk about that on different levels, because I could just have one friend, you know, you just call and you talk to them. You might get up every now and again and go out to eat, smoke a cigar. You might just chill. And you need that. Like, that's therapeutic. And it don't happen all the time. But when it does happen, it's wonderful. But that person just brought value to your life, and you brought value to their life. That's something that both of you mutually needed. And then you have people who you call for advice. And maybe they call you for advice. Or maybe you help them on a different level. But it's value that they're bringing. It's people that you call to just BS around with. Talk about the game. Talk about, you know, what happened on TV, whatever the case may be. And so there's people who bring different levels of value to your life. But if you have these toxic relationships and people that are pulling you down and not bringing value to your life, then that's what it's about. And so when we talk about our net worth, that you can talk about that in the sense of finances, but you can also talk about that in the same sense as self-worth. If you have a high level of self-worth, then the people around you should – those are people who are adding value. That's what increases your worth. The more value you have around you and that's sown into you, the more you increase your worth. Same thing with business and net worth. The more projects you do, the more money you have, the more influx of people you have around you that are creating and investing, the higher your net worth. So we have to look at net worth the same as we look at self-worth. We have to look at cancer the same way we look at cancer. The cancer in our body that comes from fried foods or comes from our diet, comes from poor health, and you get lung cancer, you get uterine cancer, you get brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, all those cancers are a culmination of illness. Cancer is not a standalone thing. You don't just get cancer. You have other breakdowns in the body that allow for these cells to be attacked. Because if your body's in an alkaline state, cancer can't survive in that state. If your mindset is in an alkaline state, cancer can't survive in that state. So if you have a great mindset, a great body, a great health, a great nutrition, cancer can't survive in that state. If you keep bad relationships from around you, you keep toxic people from around you, you don't indulge in toxic things, and you don't watch day in and day out things that are toxic and things that will pull you down, then cancer can't survive there. So when we even talk about the relationship aspect of the cancers of the people we have around us, it can't survive in a healthy relationship. It can't survive in a healthy person. So therefore, when you get people around you and you know that they don't fit the bill, or that you know that they don't bring value, because that value increases your self-worth. So if there's no value from particular people, I don't care how long they've been around. And sometimes that adage that people come around for a season, people come around for a certain time, people come around to be around for the rest of your life, well, some people do come around for a season. And once that value is gone and you find you're not bringing them value and they're not bringing you value, you don't necessarily cut people off, but you have to reduce your role in their life. And you have to stop allowing, and you have to reduce their role in your life. And then those people who come and they sow into you and you sow into them and you bring value and your self-worth starts to grow, then those are the people you keep close to you. And then you have those people that don't bring any worth and have never brought any worth. But those are the ones we tend to hold on to for whatever reason, and it's hard to get away from, and it's all of us included. That's why I say all the time, Facebook Live is the best thing in the world because I get to look at myself and get to have conversation with myself. And so every time I do one of these, every week that I'm here, it's a conversation that I have with myself, and it helps me get it out. Because there's a lot of times you don't want to talk to somebody, or a lot of times people are busy, and you feel like, man, I don't want to burden somebody with this, or I don't want this negativity to be on somebody. But again, a lot of times it's within. And so if it's within, you got to get it without. And the only way to get it without a lot of times is to talk it out, exercise it out, do something where you're exerting that energy to get it out of you. And that's one of the things that has really helped me in this body transformation or this health transformation. It wasn't just from a physical aspect, but more mental and spiritual and the mental focus. And, you know, though all of those things work hand in hand. But the biggest part about it is just touching base with yourself, talking to yourself, getting to know yourself, and finding out what you can do and pushing your limits. Because that's the one thing, that's one of the biggest cancers we have is in our comfort zone. There's so much cancer in our comfort zone that it eats us up, and it's hard for us to be uncomfortable. And so to get on here and have a candid conversation with myself about the things that I'm going through and hope that I'll help somebody else is super uncomfortable. But that's the only way you grow. And cancer doesn't thrive where growth is taking place. And so we have to overcome our fears. We have to push through things. And that's one of the reasons why having this platform has been one of the best things for me, is because it's personal development at least every week. And so the personal development that I do when I'm reading or meditating is one thing. But to come here every week and have to share it with the world, that's personal development. The fact that you guys chime in, you like, you share, you comment, that means something to me. And I don't take that for granted. And I hope that in through my conversation that it will help somebody else. And last week when I had the conversation about mindset, I always leave my phone number. Somebody texted me and said, that's exactly what I'm going through, and I've been going through a rough time, and I needed to hear that. And I said, so have I. And so the fact of the matter is, we never know what we might do. And so when we hold things in within, we don't do anything but cause that cancer to grow. But when we put it without, then it spreads to other people. And as long as you're doing it in a positive aspect, then you're bringing that value. And then somebody else's self-worth has just got a deposit. And so that's the best way to play it forward, is to get it out. Whether it's money, you have an abundance of money or you don't have any money, but you see somebody in need, if you can do it, you do it. If you feel a certain way and you think you're the only person that feels that way, but then once you have the and it may take you a long time when you think you're the only person that feels that way. But once you finally get it out, you'll find that it's 7, 8, 9 people that feel the same way. When you talk about battered women or women who've been abused, who live in the dark, or even men who are abused and don't want to go through shame because you're a grown man and somebody's abusing you and you're allowing it to happen and you don't do anything about it, or women who are being abused and they hold it in, and then finally they realize, you know what, I'm going to say something, I'm going to get out of this, and you find out it's a whole lot of other people like you, and you plead to each other and you learn from each other and you create that self-worth, so now you're able to go fly high and take other people with you. And so that's what I feel like happens when you get the cancer out of your body. You can't thrive in outside of the body. And so because it can't thrive outside of the body, once you get it out and you get it out in a positive manner and other people get to see it, then they say, man, I'm glad to see that I'm not the only person that had that cancer. And so with that being said, I appreciate everybody who stopped by. I appreciate everybody who checked in. If you ever need to call me, phone number is 919-599-0916. If you have a comment, you can inbox me or you can leave it here. But I definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. 6 o'clock every Thursday is our new time. It was 7 for the longest time, but 6 o'clock, 6 to 6:30, 30 minutes of just life, man. That's all it is. And I appreciate everybody who stops through and comes by. And again, if you ever have any questions, I'll be here to help you. I love you. And let's conquer life together. Let's increase all of our self-worth by bringing value to each other. Talk to you next week.